Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Today's featured words are divvy and repetitive.
It's the start of another long day at the city prison,
and the warden is making sure all the villains are accounted for.
His question? Check. Invisibil and the Whammer? Check. Amazing Rope Guy? No check. Wait a while. No check. Guard! Oh, it just doesn't make sense. He couldn't have escaped from my prison. If he did, well, darn it, I'll eat my hat. I'll put hot sauce and beans on it, wrap it in a tortilla, and have a hat-rito.
You are? What took you so long?
Oh, so much digging. Couldn't I just tunnel outside the prison and walk from there?
I help you escape, and you're complaining about digging? Anyway, now we can rob whoever we want, and it won't matter if you get caught, because we have a way of getting you out of prison every time.
And we'll divvy up everything we steal.
Right down the middle. 60-40.
Wait.
Anyhow, you try to rob the place, and I'll be over here observing and learning. Then, when you get arrested, use the tunnel and meet me at the next location.
Give me all the money in this bank, or... Oh, why'd you do that?
So the alarm activates the gate. That's easy.
Back up now. I know I'm being repetitive, but I really need backup.
This is great! I'm learning everything I need to know!
Okay, who's the villain that thinks he can get away with... Oh, it's just Rope Guy. This should be easy.
Hey, it won't be that easy, or my name is an Amazing Inging Rope Guy. I mean Amazing Rope Guy. Ha-ha!
Here you go, security guard number one.
Thank you, Word Girl.
Hey, Huggy, isn't it strange that he called himself Amazing-ing?
Back in prison, Amazing Rope Guy is escorted back to his cell.
Ole! This hat Rito's not bad. Needs a little capamole.
Really, I think if we just dug right outside the prison, this would be much easier.
Yeah, well, you won't be complaining when we divvy up all the great stuff we steal.
Oh, that's quite an outfit. I didn't realize the circus rodeo show was in town.
Yeah, you're hilarious. I'm actually a villain here to rob you.
I will put up little to no resistance. We just have to figure out this key situation.
Okay, the third silver key on the ring and goes right there.
I'd know that terrified squeal anywhere, Reginald. What's going... Amazing Rope Guy, didn't I just capture you?
Yeah, that was me.
Well, this is getting repetitive.
Yeah, well, now what are you gonna do? Oh, no! Better take me to jail, I guess.
Yeah, I will. Let's go, Huggy.
Anyway, you know what happens next. And we're off to jail again. Man, this is getting repetitive.
I'm sorry, word girl. I'd eat my hat, but I'm really full from the last two. One was a 7 3/8. Well, maybe just a bite.
This whole thing is getting way too repetitive.
Yeah, this whole thing's just getting way too repetitive. Yep, repetitive, repetitive, repetitive. I agree.
Oh, repetitive means it happens over and over again, like how I keep defeating Rope Guy, but he keeps escaping. And you keep promising to eat your hat. And eating your hat is all repetitive.
Well, I will eat my hat if he gets out again, and that's a promise.
Yeah, whatever. Just please keep Amazing Rope Guy in prison this time, okay?
Well, now that I learned it, everything about robbing all those places, I won't be needing you anymore. Enjoy being in prison. Sorry I can't be divvying up all the great things I steal. By the way, this is the learner.
What?
Oh.
Aha! I knew something was up. So the learner is behind all this, and now he's double-crossed you?
Yeah, it was all the learner. I followed him from the beginning. He promised to rob all the places and then divvy up the loot. But now he's not gonna divvy anything. And the worst part is, I don't even know what divvy means. Oh. Oh.
Divvy means divide up or share. You wanted the learner to divvy up the stolen goods, but instead he's gonna keep them all for himself. Well, actually, there won't be anything to divvy up because I'm gonna stop him. Right, Huggy? 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 Oh, no, brother.
Meanwhile, the learner is making quick work of all the places he's learned it how to rob.
About you, studying all the ways you defeat villains.
Yeah, can I just interrupt your speech to tell you that I can't stand the way you add an extra suffix to words?
How dare you say that? What is a suffix again?
Well, a suffix is something you add on to a word to make another word, like adding ing to learn to get learning. You haven't been learning about me and studying my moves. You've been learning about me and studying my moves. Wait a second. You've been learning and studying my moves?
That's right! And now I'm ready to defeat you, you!
You? Okay, that's not even an extra suffix. It's just weird.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Well, I think it's time to take you down, learner!
Bringing it on!
You mean bring it on! And I will! The monkey throw!
Yep, seen that one.
Okay. This is clearly not working.
What's wrong, word girl? Getting tired?
You're right, Huggy. Let's see. The learner has studied all of our attack moves, so none of them are going to work. Which means maybe we should stop attacking. Okay, learner, my next move is waiting for your next move. So go ahead.
What's that you said? My move?
Yeah, I'm done attacking you, but I'm not letting you go anywhere with those stolen goods, so go ahead and attack me.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I don't really have, any moves, per se. You see, my move is kind of a stop being your move, so, I'll tell you what, you do a move.
What's the matter? You haven't learned one move on your own?
I was kidding, Ing. I do have moves. Ha! Yeah! Hey! Jim Jim! Jim Jim! Not funny! Okay, you want to see a move? It's time for my super special move, the... fly through the air, somersault, power smashy thing with a tuck, and it goes like this?
The only thing the learner will be divvying up with the amazing rope guy is a prison cell. And I'm guessing the warden won't be allowing any more posters on the walls. At the risk of sounding repetitive, tune in next time, kids, for an exciting, amazing-ing...
Oh, come on, not you two.
Just this once, thrilling-ing episode of Word Girl!
Handsome, and this is...
May I have a word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is console. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes, Emily.
Console means to watch TV while crying, like Becky's dad was doing in that last clip.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Console means to comfort someone or help them feel better when they're upset.
That's right. Congratulations, Phil. You are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's... Oh, my microphone. Oh, it's filthy.
Oh, that's so cute. Huggy's consoling Mr. Handsome.
Thanks, pal. Well, Phil, you are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. Come on, please, be a microphone cleaning. It's an official Word Girl rocket-powered merry-go-round. Well, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Listen for the words woozy and brooch. Here on the planet Earth, every city has its share of villains. But this city is well protected by the wonderful Word Girl and her fearless sidekick, Captain Huggy Face.
Wham! 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 Oh, yeah! Whammer doesn't like being upside down. There's no Whammer. There's no Whammer at all.
Oh, no, Violet, I'm late.
Would you like another cup of tea?
Sorry, Violet. I didn't forget about our tea time. I just, calendar confusion.
Calendar confusion?
I thought today was yesterday and that tea was tomorrow, but I'm, Hey, it looks like you had a tofu melt. Was it any good?
Are we still BFFs?
Best friends forever? You know it. Why would you say that?
Well, this was our regular best friend tea party, and you didn't just miss this one. You've missed the last...
Two. Three.
4, huh? Yikes, that is pretty bad. But hey, look! Your best friend is here, and she brought you a gift.
Thank you, Becky! A pretty princess and magic pony power hour keychain!
Yep.
Oh, thank you, Becky. I'm going to get some keys, just so I can use it. As luck would have it, I've got a gift for you.
Really? Wow. Magic pony!
It's a brooch.
I think it's pronounced brooch, as in a piece of jewelry you pin on your clothes shaped like magic pony. Oh, I love it.
A brooch. Brooch. I made it myself out of polished minerals.
It's Magic Pony, and you made him just for me. I love it. Whoa. This is cool.
You mean it?
Of course I mean it. It's wonderful.
Ooh! I've got to get to the kitchen.
Whoa.
Joining us, the Whammer has escaped from police custody and he's whammed his way into the city museum.
The Whammer again? Okay, Bob, let's go. Still feeling woozy. Thanks, Huggy, I'm okay. I've probably just got a cold or something. I'm okay.
Whammers!
You mean those ancient pillows?
Oh no! Why, girl? Won't I ever learn? Wham!
Look, Whammer, I'm not really in the mood today. What say you just give up and come quietly this time?
How about I just wham quietly instead?
Wham quiet? Whoa!
Whammer's only kidding. There's only one way to wham, and it involves a lot of yelling, like, oh, wham!
Whoa!
Wham! Wham! Oh, no. You went and ruined the Whammer's ancient whammer.
You mean pillow?
Yeah, whatever. I'm keeping the wham one.
You've got to be kidding me. Oh, thanks, Huggy. I don't know what's wrong with me. The Whammer never wins. It's okay. Don't panic. So the Whammer wins a battle. I mean, I'm good, but even I can't win them all. Bad. Am I really losing my edge? I'm not sure when all this started, Bob. Oh, I know. Isn't it just so cute?
Hey, I got your message. Oh, Becky.
I'm sorry to cancel our movie plans. This is getting ridiculous.
Well, I brought you some herbal ginger ice cream. And is that cedar leaf tip whipped cream? If this doesn't get you feeling better, then nothing will.
Oh, first this awesome brooch and now ice cream too. No wonder you're my best friend.
Not to mention that I actually braved a trip across town.
What do you mean?
Well, it's nuts out there these days with all those super villains running amok. Seems to be losing her touch. Maybe I should give her a lucky brooch.
Sure. Hey, wait a minute. What changed in my life? What's different?
Maybe I should give her a lucky brooch.
What did you say you made this brooch from?
It's actually kind of cool.
Meteorites.
That's right, meteorites. Pretty cool, huh?
If some of those meteorites were from the planet Lexicon, that would mean I'm wearing a brooch containing power-draining Lexanite.
Becky, come take a look-a-see.
Citizens of the Wham! This is the Whammer's giant Wham ship. I call it the Wham ship. Whammer's going to use its powerful Whamcelerator to wham every city on the planet. Starting right here, right now.
We have to stop the whammer. Oh, but first I've got to get rid of this brooch. Violet, I love this brooch. I really do. I love it so much that, well, I want you to have it.
Becky?
You worked so hard on it, and I think I'm allergic to the meteor particles.
And you've been wearing it this whole time?
I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
You mean it? What a best friend. Here, how about this?
It's beautiful. And this shiny rock is
100% non-meteor-born.
Now, shall we run for our lives?
Wham!
You know what, Whammer? I don't think so.
Huh? Hey, now just a minute! Whammer's supposed to be whamming you!
Not today, Whammer!
Wham! Wham! Wham!
Congratulations, Word Girl! Oh, it was a sweeping victory on your behalf, now that you're no longer feeling woozy.
Thanks to my new lucky brooch.
Yes, it's nice to have the old Word Girl back.
Word up!
And so, with her lucky new brooch and trusty sidekick, Word Girl has overcome those woozy feelings and saved the city from the Whammer's powerful wham ship. Please join us next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Phil, you correctly defined the word console. Ready to play the bonus round?
Okay.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for console.
Hmm.
Okay, what do you think, Phil?
Is it number three? In that picture, it looks like Word Girl is consoling TJ.
You got it, which means you're our bonus round winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl microphone cleaning kit. Phil, you are the luckiest kid on the face of the earth.
Okay.
Well, I'd be more than happy to take it off your hands. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is crazy because I like to act crazy around the house to my mom and dad.
My favorite word is despicable. I like to use it all the time, especially when school isn't canceled and there's snow outside. I'd say that's pretty despicable.
I like dancing because I dance at home with my mom and in school.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face. Show us what squeamish means. That's right. Squeamish means to be easily disgusted or shocked by something. Congratulations, Huggy. Squeamish. Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!